Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Of your personality. Spices of life are a blend of three unique spices, sweet basil, seasonal, and paprika. The spices is certified at keeping it real in our own lives. I am Dr. Fab.
Hi, Big Dad Ayers.
And I am the boss lady.
Hi, Big Daddy. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. Doing real good. How you doing tonight, Lady?
I'm doing wonderful tonight, Big Daddy. How are you?
Like Dr. Fab say, fat.
All right, then. Well, then, how are you tonight, Dr. Fab?
I think Big Daddy just said
okay.
It best. I am doing fabulous. Thank you so much. You've heard it from the Spices. We are fabulous, big, and bossy. So we're going to get straight into it tonight. Tonight's show topic is identify the signs, speech, and language disorders in adults and children. This month is May. The month of May is Better Hearing and Speech Month. So we salute to all of the speech pathologists all over the world who are ever so dedicated to ensuring that we speak proper English. I mean, shit, I did not know. I had no idea that speech pathology was so needed.
Oh, definitely.
I never knew. I have friends that are speech pathologists, and I never knew how important and vital their position was.
Right.
I mean, it's just amazing. So tonight our special guest is Mrs. Tiffany Monroe. She's the owner of Stepping Stones to Success, LLC, Speech Language Therapy and Educational Services here in Decatur, Georgia. Also, we will have a few other speech professionals joining us here on the Spices of Life as we aim to educate the public on ways to identify the warning signs and get the facts and ask to help on speech and language communication disorders in children and adults. So if you're listening tonight to the show, we want you to please press one time to talk and ask questions or give your spicy perspective. And if there are any speech pathologists that are listening to the show, we definitely would like to speak with you as well and give your insight on a job that is much so needed and appreciated every day. Spices. I'm going to talk to you for a minute, okay?
Okay,
based on my research today, there are many school teachers today who have witnessed communication. They witness communication skills in their classroom deteriorating rapidly, okay? In fact, too many children are starting school lacking basic language skills. That's a damn mess.
Yes.
Wow. So based on my research, boys are three times likely to have problems than girls. Early intervention is critical. because by the time they get to primary school, they may already have developed behavioral problems, and actually they, you know, they're frustrated and probably have low self-esteem.
Pretty much.
Okay, so it is vital, parents, to talk to your babies from the beginning and work with your children, because sending them to school every day and you not doing a damn thing to help them, you know, progress along the way, it's really not helping the children. So most parents do it automatically, but there are some parents, like I said, they need, I am just going to keep it real, they need their ass beat. Okay? Because I hear so many stories about that teachers encounter day-to-day with our kids, and it's just really, really, really sad. So in this age of endless budget cuts and inadequately funded schools, your role in your children's education is more important than ever. Do not, parents, do not sit back and let someone else be responsible for providing your child with the tools they need to learn. You can and should take a very active role in your child's education. Parents who want, you know, I know parents, they want the best for their kids, and understanding special education laws and your school's guidelines for services, it may be difficult, but at the same time, it's very important for you to understand and get help so you will be able to better support, you know, your children in school. Your child, they may be eligible for many kinds of accommodations and support services, but the school might not provide services unless you ask for help. And I see that a lot of parents, they may be feeling some type of way because of the children. They know their children slow, but they don't want to.
Yes, definitely. A lot of parents being pride about, and because they're educated, they assume that their kids are going to just automatically, genetically be educated as well, not realizing that someone has to actually teach them what they know in order to arrive and have the knowledge that they have. So I know a lot of educators whose children have speech problems.
Wow.
They're not talking, and when they are talking, you can't understand what the hell they're saying. And I'm thinking, you a teacher, don't you see something is wrong with the way your child is speaking, but you're quick to get another child in your classroom, an IEP, which I personally am not in favor of. If you think something is wrong with your child, you don't need the school to tell you that.
Okay.
You need to be paying attention to your child and working with your child before. Now, some of them are necessary, but before you get the school involved, you should already be doing your own damn job.
Okay, so you know, by law, the IEP, which is the Individualized Education Plan, that's required, supposedly, right?
If you go to them and think your child has a problem,
okay,
then they're going to put you through all these red tape. But 9 times out of 10, the kids who are having the problems, are their parents not getting to the bottom of the issue.
Okay.
It's not so much about your child misbehaving, but why in the hell is your child misbehaving?
Okay.
So don't be quick to get an IEP and put them on medication.
Right, okay.
Find out what the hell the problem is for real.
Okay. Oh, wow, great information. If you're listening tonight to the show, for all of you all who did not know, the boss lady was an educator and still is an educator and very, very familiar with school, working with children and things of that nature. But Big Daddy, I want you to share your perspectives on tonight's show topic. Do you think that some parents are embarrassed or oblivious or both to their child having a speech impediment?
Well, personally, I think both because you know, they're in denial. You know, it's not the kid's fault that he got a speech problem. As a parent, you should seek him the necessary help that he needs to help him with his problem instead of telling him to be quiet with your non-talking self. That's really ignorant on the parent.
Right. Exactly. And right. You know what? I really like the spice that we bring to here because, see, we're not the professionals.
Right.
We're just getting the message off. So, boss lady, please share your perspectives on tonight's show topic.
When I first learned what the topic was going to be and what this month was about, I was like, wow, because,
yeah.
I mean, really, just let's put it all out on the table. African-American people don't have a clue that they can, that they are the last people to get the least information. We get the least and we get it last.
Mm.
So growing up, you know, speech pathology was just not, it was a white folks thing.
Yeah.
You know, this is just what they did for their kids.
Right.
Our parents didn't, you know, they dealt with it how they knew how to deal with it, which was unfortunately the problem that is why it's so hard for parents to take action on it now.
Right.
They don't be proactive on it because it's always been labeled as what they did for their children.
Right.
That's bullshit. Anything that they do for their children,
it.
We should have already been doing it for our children.
Right.
So
right.
I just parents need to tune in, pay attention to what our special guest has to say tonight because
right.
she is a boss
right.
at what she does.
And fabulous.
Exactly. And she is very knowledgeable. So if you don't know, you're going to learn tonight.
You're going to learn.
And Dr. Fab,
yes,
we
sir.
We have so many famous people that had speech problems as well. Even our vice president had a stuttering problem. Actor James Earl Jones, Marilyn Monroe, Bruce Willis, and B.B. King. That's just to name a few. So there's nothing to be ashamed of. Just get your kid the necessary help that they need.
Right.
Right. That's some good stuff.
Dr. Fan, please share your perspective on tonight's show topic.
Well, you know, language is one of the most important skills we will ever learn in life. And without language, it is incredibly difficult for us to live, okay? So the ability to use and understand language is essential to all children as well as adults. So that means that this skill is a life learning, never-ending.
Right.
I mean, it's just like, you come into the world, you're an infant. It just grows. So if you wait until you're an adult, I mean, golly.
You've missed out on the
yes. And it's sad because I see so many adults that suffer from speech, you know, disorders.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Okay. Well, as a parent, boss lady, have you had to seek professional speech and language disorders for your children or somebody you know had to, you know, consult with a therapist on this?
I haven't. For
okay.
my kids,
okay.
I'm trying to get them to shut the hell up most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, personally, I don't. I know that it's not someone. I know of someone through someone else who
mm-hmm.
had to, and she is a school teacher, but it actually took her brother and my Sarah, like, telling her over and over again, like,
wow.
For real, you don't see that it's a problem.
How was he? How was the child?
He was about 4, and he still wasn't, like,
talking.
And then when he was talking, you really couldn't understand what he was saying. So eventually she's, you know, seeking help for him, but now she has another child, and from what I understand,
you can't
child,
tell me?
No.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah. I just, you know.
But I can't laugh if you don't like it. You know, call in and press 1, you know, but I'm going to laugh because this is real, and this is what's going on.
Unfortunately, it is real, and it is what's going on, but I think through promoting and doing shows like this and, you know, by our special guest, you know, doing what she does and reaching out to our community,
right.
I think that, you know, we're beginning to wake up. We are unconscious on a lot of shit. We just
right.
don't know it yet.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I laugh because it is a damn shame. I mean, I see kids 6 with Jordans on, can't talk. What the hell? And rapping.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you don't understand what they're saying.
But
why
I can understand
rapping?
what they rapping. You can understand what they
oh,
know
wow.
every song.
Well, as a parent, Big Daddy, have you had to see professional speech and language disorders for your daughter or for your children or anyone that you know outside of you? Have they had to seek, you know, help for their children?
Well, I did for my daughter because
okay.
when she was very young, all her words sound like S. Everything started with an S.
Okay.
And so we was concerned about it, and I took her, we took her to a specialist, and they told us she eventually would grow out of it. And now she speaks, I'm talking about, excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Very good pronunciation.
Wow, I never knew that, Big Daddy, and I've been knowing you over 25 years, and I never knew that. So, oh, wow, that's good.
And you guys heard her speak, so you can tell the difference now. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, ladies, you heard Big Daddy, better known as Talk to Big Daddy, give his spicy perspective. If you have a problem, ladies, and you need a grown man, an honest opinion, email Big Daddy Ayres at talktospicesoflife@gmail.com. He is always ready, willing, available to help confide, in your deepest and darkest and secret. So make sure you get at Big Daddy.
And please understand that ask Daddy what you want, not ask Daddy for what you want.
It is a difference, Big Daddy. It is a
difference. Makes difference.
Okay. Well, we are really excited. The spices are moving, and we are growing in an upward mobility, and we are just really, really excited to congratulate the Boss Lady coming on May 6th on Vibrations Radio, the Boss Lady radio talk show, every first Tuesday of the month at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're on Facebook or Twitter, you definitely will be able to follow her to get more information on the number and the show topics. We're definitely excited, and congratulations. And
you
know that Big Daddy and myself, we are very proud, and we support you 100, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah. So when we return, joining us is our special guest, Mrs. Tiffany Monroe, owner of Stepping Stones to Success, LLC, Speech, Language, Therapy, and Educational Services, Indicator, Georgia. You are listening to the Spices of Life on Survival Radio Network. Our website is www.survivalradionetwork.us. We'll be back in a second.
Now we can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Rope it up,
cause we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out,
cause we know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
we know what to eat.
We'll swap it out,
we eat healthy stuff.
Just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your kids healthier. Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day. That's We Can, a message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Too many times we find ourselves wearing masks to cover our true selves. Girl in the Glass is an empowerment group that supports you in honoring the person you are meant to be. Go to www.girlintheglass.net and learn to trust, receive, and believe in your ability to live in your truth. Visit www.girlintheglass.net today.
FOCUS. Find opportunities, create unique success. Focus is an empower agency that provides motivational tools needed to aid our youth and young adults in the Metro Atlanta area. Allow Focus to provide your kids with additional help in developing self-awareness, leadership, communication, and empowerment skills. For more information on how to get started today, go to www.focusfruits.com. Focus, life coaching for youth and young adults.
the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family.
Back. Thank you all for listening, and those who have just tuned in to listen to Spices of Life Talk Radio Show. I am Dr. Fab, and tonight's show topic is Identify the Signs, Speech and Language Disorders in Adults and Children. Like I said at the beginning of the show, this month of May is Better Hearing and Speech Month. So we really, really give much props to all of the speech pathologists all over the world. When your child has been diagnosed with a communication disorder, perhaps the first question that comes to mind is, what am I going to do? Okay? As a parent, you want to make sure you know what steps to take next. You shouldn't feel alone, parents, when you are looking for those answers. So choosing the right speech therapist can help you begin to answer any questions on where you need to start. To help you answer this and more specific questions, joining us tonight is Mrs. Tiffany Monroe. Hi, Ms. Monroe. Welcome to the Spices of Life Talk Radio Show on Survivor Radio Network. How are you doing this evening?
I am great, Dr. Fab. Thank you for having me. Hello to Boss Lady and Big Daddy.
How you doing, Ms. Monroe?
I'm great, thank you.
Hello, Ms. Monroe. Welcome. Welcome to the Spices of Life.
Thank you, and I appreciate you all making the time to have the awareness for Better Speech and Hearing Month for the month of May.
Oh, yeah. We always love having bosses on the show. So
absolutely.
No.
Absolutely. Mrs. Monroe, first of all, we want to know what sparked your career interest in speech pathology.
Well, actually, I attended North Carolina A&T State University, and I actually started school as an industrial engineering major and then changed that after the first year to, well, first semester, to education, and then once visiting my aunt who actually lives in Miami, she's an educator, and I'm telling her I like the profession or the degree seeking in education, but then she mentioned speech pathology to me. I didn't know anything about it, but she knew and spoke about the speech pathologist at her school.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, if A&T has it, I'll stay.
Uh-huh.
If they don't have it, I'll have to stick in what I'm in.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to change schools. But they had it, luckily, as an undergraduate degree.
Cool.
And from I changed my coursework for the next semester, started the program, and loved it from day one.
Wow. Wonderful. That's wonderful. So give us, okay, you said that you went to A&T. Tell us a little bit more about your educational background and this specialty.
Okay. Well, for speech-language pathologists, you have to have a master's degree,
okay,
at least, to practice. And so I attended South Carolina State University in Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Okay.
So that's why I received my Master's of Arts in Speech Pathology.
Okay. Well, I must say I am so very proud of you. If people are just joining us tonight, I did not know that I knew so many, like I said earlier in the show, so many of my friends that are speech pathologists. As one, Boss Lady, we know Chandra Pugh.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't know that she was one. So, and Michelle, who is a co-host on a show on Survivor Radio Network with our owner, Clark Garrison, she will also be calling in tonight to, you know, give her perspectives on, you know, her profession and day-to-day work. So we are really, really excited to have you here tonight with us. This is a booming business, so congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
congratulations.
Ms. Monroe.
Yes.
Let me ask you this question. how important it is for a speech therapist to be child-friendly and why?
You must, if you choose to work with children in any profession, I believe you definitely must be child-friendly. But for speech pathologists as well as any other special educator, if you're in the education field, teachers, you have to have that patience. And children, you know, they're not all one size fits all. They're not all the same behaviors. They're not all the same intellect. So you must be able to reach each and every one of them, regardless of the age, the development, or delays that they may have. So you definitely have to be flexible. You definitely have to be patient. And unfortunately, sometimes in our field with special education, period, you may not see the progress in which the time you want to see it in, but the smallest sighting of progress is enormous to them.
Right.
Okay. Great answer.
Yeah, great answer.
Yeah.
Ms. Monroe,
great being
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Big Dad.
No, I said great enlightenment.
Yes, it was great enlightenment. Ms. Monroe, being that I am concerned, you know, hands-on parent, sometimes I'm too hands-on, so they say, but who cares?
Okay.
And many other hands-on parents, I would think that their primary concern would be, you know, whether the speech therapist or pathologist is experienced, knowledgeable, and whether or not they exercise care and concern for their children. So, you know, you do, this is what you do, this is your thing. So tell us or share with us, how do you exercise care with parents to hold them accountable beyond the specific treatment sessions? Like, how do you make sure that once they leave your office and go home that they're doing what they're supposed to do to help you continue to do what you are certified to do?
Understood. Well, you do have carryover activities that we do assign to parents to follow up on the treatment, things that we've worked on during our session, which is also part of the treatment plan that is developed once the child is evaluated. So we strongly encourage parents to do so because the children are only with us a short time throughout the week.
Right.
But they're in your home and their environment for many more hours, which is your optimal situation for communication development. And so we counsel our parents on the importance of reading, of talking to them, of using words about everything in your daily life,
right.
Describing things,
right.
Naming things, getting them to follow one-step commands, different things throughout their day, normal daily activities. So we encourage that, and you can see those parents that do
that.
Carry
right.
over from
right.
session to session. And we still encourage, though, that you may not see it as quickly, but we still express it to them weekly, the importance of it. And eventually, even those that may not feel like they have the time, I think sometimes parents feel like it's a time situation, they may have other children, or you know, things of their work schedules may be different,
right.
and they decide they don't have as much time to carry over, but they truly want to. But we try to make sure that they know how to as well.
Right.
So we educate the parents as well.
So how do you handle the situation once you've educated a parent and they still aren't playing their role as a parent? What is your next step for that?
You just continue to be encouraging. You have to. You just have to.
You can't just be like, look, damn it.
No, I can't do it that way, boss lady.
That's why boss lady is out of the classroom.
Right. No, I cannot. But you stress the importance. You just continuously stress the importance of their involvement.
Gotcha.
And eventually, most parents do come around.
Right. Okay.
And
well,
so,
because eventually, I mean, initially, if you are aware that there's a problem and you seek the help, then you're going to want to make sure that you are benefiting from the help. So I get that they may be slow,
right?
But they eventually come around because it is all about the benefit of our children.
Absolutely.
Yes. And sometimes you have that period where a parent has to. It's difficult for some parents to grasp the concept or the decision or the outcome of evaluations that their children undergo,
right.
whether it's from a speech pathologist, an audiologist, a developmental pediatrician. It's very difficult for them to grasp that, you know, because everyone, of course, wants or would like their child to be a typically developing child.
Right.
And just because they have delays doesn't mean they're going to be delayed forever.
Right.
It's just
right.
the importance, again, of the follow-up and the carryover of everything that they have going on.
Right. We have a caller on the line. Annette from Philly, are you on the line?
I am. Hello, Dr. Sam. How are Dr. Sam? You know what? It's funny that we're doing this. I have braces on, so I can't say certain words. So what I was going to well, hello, everyone on the show. Hey, listen, to your guest, I'm sorry if I didn't write her name down.
Tiffany,
okay. I was listening, and I know that I was an English major, and one of the courses I had to take was linguistics. And I wanted to ask, I'm sure, does that come into play when you're trying to work with children with speech impediments? Because I know, for instance, that I had to get braces because there were certain words I couldn't say because of the situation with my teeth to my tongue. Is that something like you work with them on in the linguistics part?
Hello, Annette, is it correct?
Yes, Annette.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, it is. But what you've done is you've had braces as an adult or as a child?
As an adult, like right now.
You're just receiving them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so right now you're unable to say those sounds?
Some words I can't say, but the reason that I got the braces was because I couldn't position my tongue against my teeth to say certain words. Now,
mm-hmm.
Is that what you're dealing with? Like, is this a scenario when children come to you? Is it the placement of the tongue that helps you get their speech better?
Correct. We do deal with placement for articulation disorders as
mm-hmm.
well as logical processing, depending on if there's several sounds that the child or person cannot say correctly. If you're dealing with a variety of sounds, you would deal with a phonological process. And if it's just certain sounds, then we would look at articulation for increased intelligibility. So if you're a dentition does play a huge portion in treatment. If you're
mm-hmm.
If your dentition, meaning your dental structure or your alignment of your alveolar ridge is what your teeth are on, your gum line basically, then
mm-hmm.
that would have you unable to say certain sounds. If you're missing teeth, just for instance, if a child, they become, you know, they lose teeth and they become sag in the front, then you have, you know, the gap where that tooth would have been, and then sometimes kids become tongue thrusters.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Nothing that for that child to your tongue to connect to have you produce the T sound and certain sounds that are produced from your dental and your lingual, which is your tongue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All sounds have different placements and different anatomical structures that are why they are said the way they are, why they're produced the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
If you did have that issue, then you, with dentition, you would have an articulation disorder.
Okay.
But now that you have braces, eventually, but as an adult getting braces, you've gotten your placement in place. So correcting that would be difficult because you've had to compensate for it before.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so the longevity of that, you still would probably put that tongue, are you still putting your tongue between out as you were before?
You broke up. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Are you still producing the sounds as you were before braces?
Yeah, because I have it. It seems like it's harder now because of the braces, but I got the braces because, you know, I'm a radio host, and there's certain words I was stumbling over because of the placement against the tongue and the teeth.
Right, right. Have you sought out any therapy?
No, actually, I'm waiting to see what the results are with the braces. I've made my orthodontist aware of, you know, what it is I'm trying to do and why, you know, I had to do, you know, with the braces because it was getting worse. But I don't know. Are you saying that after the braces come off, I may need some speech therapy?
If you want to get correct placement, and it could be something that you could just do on a consultative basis, even if you didn't, and you do the exercises yourself. at home. Okay. It would be retraining, basically, because you're not in that placement.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Annette. We always appreciate you calling in on the Spices of Love.
All the time.
Now, we have a speech pathologist in the room, and I am getting high-tongued, okay? But we always appreciate you calling on the show, and we will be listening to your show on Tuesday. We always appreciate it. Thank you so much, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Annette. Okay, language learning can be a lifelong journey, but the bulk of that journey takes place in our earliest years. So in the first 2 years of life, with brain development is most rapid, children are more open to learning and more receptive to enriching experiences than they will ever be. So, Mrs. Monroe, please share with us the importance of speech therapy to infants, toddlers, adolescents, and adults. But I've read on your brochure, during my research, that following hospitalization or any medical illness, that speech and swallowing abilities may not return overnight. So you may need to work with a speech therapist for a series of visits to practice and perfect these skills. And some of the common treatments may include physical strengthening exercises like repetitive drills and viewing audio visual aids. I'm going to name a few entities that I read on your brochure with Stepping Stones to Success, and I need for you to please collaborate with us. Hold on for just one second, Mrs. Monroe. Like I said earlier, listeners, that we welcome speech pathologists, other speech pathologists to call in. And on the show, we have on the line, Michelle, are you on the line?
I certainly am. How are you?
Hi, Michelle. Thank you for tuning in tonight to Spices of Life. You doing okay?
I am doing well. Hey, Tiffany, how are you, colleague?
Hello, Michelle. How are you, colleague?
I am well, thank you. You didn't have to bring me in now. You could continue your birth-to-two conversation. You were doing rather well. I was engaged.
Well, you know what? I am giving props to every speech pathologist, not just in Atlanta, but globally. The Spices of Life, we are also, we spicy, but we some smart-ass spicy as well, okay? Now, we just ain't talking shit, but we talking education tonight, okay?
Well, I tried to warn you when we were inboxing. Didn't I tell you that we were bright? Didn't I tell you we are smart, just vibrant bunch? I tried to warn you. And I just want to thank you so much because I'm going to say what Tiffany may not have said. Sometimes we're the stepchild in the building. You know, we come in and we're enthusiastic about working with the kids, and folks put us places like behind the cafeteria stage and in the closet. Sometimes we don't get respect in up in our prospective venue. So I just thank you for your show and Spices of Life, just bringing speech pathology to the forefront in May, which is Better Speech and Hearing Month. So thank you so much for doing this.
You are so correct, Michelle.
Michelle, I listen to your show, and we are fans of Clark Garrison and Michelle Gilliam. Is it Morrissey?
Morrissey,
okay. Thank you so much. See, you're the professional, and I need you. Please tell us a little bit about your speech language pathology business and where you can be contacted as well.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for affording me that opportunity. So I am out of the D.C. metro area, and the name of my practice is Lucidity. So I am a practicing speech-language pathologist in the schools in the metro area, but I also do communication skills coaching for businesses and individuals. So I kind of need that balance. I've been in the profession for about 20 years. So, again, I'm doing that, have four kids. I kind of needed something with a little swagger to it. So I work with individuals who want help with public speaking. I'm also a certified accent modification instructor, and I can be reached at www.luciditiespeaks.com. That's www.luciditiespeaks.com. And you can hit me on Facebook on The Conversation and hit me up there. But, again, Tiffany, you know, we're a special bunch. So I just wanted to encourage you and tell you to keep doing what you're doing. And I don't know about you, but there's no other profession that I'd rather be in than speech-language pathology. And most of my colleagues feel the same way. What about you?
I absolutely love it. Wonderful. I love every aspect about it.
Yeah.
I have from day one, literally from the first class to now.
Yeah, and we love you all. I mean, I did not know that it was such, I mean, this is so important, and we are, the Slices of Life are all about educating, motivating, inspiring, and uplifting, so we salute you all, and Michelle, thank you so much for calling in, and please give a shout-out, tell us where we can listen to your show, our listeners can listen and catch your show as well.
Okay, you can catch me on Conversations with Clark and Michelle on Wednesday evenings from 7 to 8. So just as I phoned in, I want you guys to feel free to phone in, chat with us, and we'd be glad to have you. So,
thank you.
Again,
we really appreciate you calling in tonight, Michelle. Thank you so much.
And thank you.
As well.
Okay, have a good evening. Okay.
Have a good evening. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Michelle. I really, really appreciate it. And we're going to continue. I was reading your brochure, Mrs. Monroe, and I'm going to name just a few entities that Stepping Stones to Success collaborates with. You collaborate with. We didn't know that all of these entities are, you know, need these services. Excuse me, child care centers, schools, public or private corporations, evaluations, outpatient services, rehabilitation, treatment, and community seminars. So, Mrs. Monroe, please elaborate more on the importance of these therapy services to the entities I just named.
Thank you.
Like child care centers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You go into them?
I do.
Okay.
I go into child care centers.
Okay.
I provide screenings for the child care centers. I also do staff seminars if needed or requested, and so that's something to help train the staff on recognizing or doing a proper referral for children with needs. And through the child care centers, if the child is from birth to three, I help them be aware of the Babies Can't Wait program, which is an early intervention program in the state of Georgia. Each state and every state has some type of early intervention program, so your listeners, despite where they are, can Google their local early intervention program for children with needs, or consult with their pediatrician because they also have that knowledge. For schools, your private schools or your charter schools don't typically have speech therapists on staff.
Okay.
So that's also another thing which we can seek out or provide services for if there's a need.
Okay.
So you just make yourself known within your community.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay.
But the public school systems do provide speech therapy services as well as other therapeutic needs that their kids need.
Okay. Okay.
And I do want to just say it's for better speech and hearing months, we definitely have to recognize the audiologists too because they're the hearing component.
Mm-hmm.
And so with any need you want to, your first step would be making sure their child can hear.
Definitely.
So their wellness checks are huge for parents to stay up on so that they can look at the hearing and vision of their child and that they're developing appropriately as well.
Okay. Thank you so
that
much.
That impacts what we do.
Okay.
For the services part, the evaluation, once you do a screening, if you do a screening in any setting, the screening lets you know whether there's a need to progress any further. And so you would provide that screening information with the parent. And the parent has to give you whether they would like to seek a full evaluation or not. And at that step, that's when we move to a different route.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Ms. Monroe, I read your office offer a variety of areas of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to read a list of your services one at a time, and want you to educate us on the definitions and signs to identify each speech disorder.
Okay.
And the first one is accent reduction and modification.
All right, yes. Just as my colleague Michelle that called in, I'm also certified in accent reduction. I just lost my train of thought right there. Accent reduction and modification, that's actually, it's not a disorder. It's something in which a person that has English as a second language or a very heavy dialect would seek out services for, say, individuals in companies, if they want, for like call centers,
mm-hmm.
so that the persons that they have working for them, their accent doesn't come through as quickly as much or as heavy. So it's a reduction. So anything that's a cultural,
so
it's a cultural difference, not necessarily, it's not a disability.
That's what some of these people need, that you calling me and I be getting frustrated because I can't understand what the hell they be saying. And I be like, I need to see somebody that speak English.
Right.
So, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's just one of the services that we provide. And again, I just want to stress a cultural difference is not a disability.
Right, right.
That's just one of the services that I provide as a therapist.
Cool.
Okay, and my second one is stuttering.
Yes.
That's a huge one.
Yeah, that's prevalent.
It is. It is.
So familiar with that one.
Well, fluency treatment, which is also referred to as stuttering, typically a child, you will see stuttering between the ages, usually starting about 2 to 4, and they may linger until 6, but they should start decreasing as the child continues to develop. But we see that typically because the child's language is developing. So
right.
they're trying to find their words. They're trying to figure out what they want to say,
uh-huh.
you know, who they are. And sometimes when they have siblings, they often compete and they just want to get it out so much quicker
uh-huh.
than the sibling.
Right.
Okay. So that's one of the areas. But, again, it should decrease. But if you see other signs that the child has or behaviors that the child displays while they are stuttering, we call those secondary characteristics. And
yeah.
but those, that's when you definitely want to seek help beforehand.
I remember when I was young, we used to, when somebody stutter, we would tap them in the back or start popping our finger, try to help them get it out. Was we doing something wrong?
You know that's wrong, Miss Dan. Honey,
ask them. Big Daddy, not a course of treatment.
I know, right? Wow. It's hilarious, Big Daddy. But I feel back then, I'm telling you, we were unconscious to a lot of shit. We didn't know. We were just doing what we saw other people do.
Right.
So I feel you on that, Big Daddy. But now, it's spicy, fabulous, big, and bossy since we know better. We are going to have to do better. We're going to be a different point of reference. No snapping, clapping, none of that.
I'm going to still do that.
Oh, my God. Okay.
They need to seek
exactly. We're going to get them Ms. Monroe number.
Absolutely.
All
that's
right.
Why she on the show.
Everybody knows that, you know, that I've been in the classroom before, and I'm very familiar. I'm sorry, Big Daddy, were you about to say something?
I'm still laughing. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm familiar with different types of learning disabilities or what we have been taught and told was a learning disability. So a few of them are autism, delayed language development, hearing impairment, phonological disorders, and fluency. So, Ms. Monroe, I really need you to talk or speak about and educate us on autism. I think that's what we're hearing a lot about autism lately. And
yeah.
So can
it's
you,
popular.
Please, you know, talk about that, please?
Yes. Autism is a neurological disorder of the brain.
Okay.
It's found in one out of every 88 children.
That's
wow.
prevalent.
At least. Yes. And the symptoms usually occur. Signs and symptoms usually occur between the ages of 2 and 3.
Okay.
Most of my clients typically say, you know, the child he or she was developing naturally and they were talking.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's almost as if after they hit 2, they just stop.
Mm.
You definitely want to always talk to your pediatrician. Yeah. Always make sure that, again, those wellness checks are huge. But your pediatrician plays a huge role in, because we can't move forward, we can't do anything privately without a prescription from a pediatrician.
I need for you to say that one more time, because that's very vital. I did not know that.
No, you cannot have any therapeutic services, whether it's speech-language pathology or occupational therapy or physical therapy, that requires a prescription privately if you're seeking private services from your pediatrician. And they are not going to issue a prescription if you have not been to your pediatrician in a year or 6 months.
So go to the doctor.
Damn. You must go to the doctor.
Okay. I don't know, I only did, but okay.
You must go to the doctor.
I get why they need to go so they can get to you.
I get that. So, yeah.
And then
if your child can't talk, go to the doctor. And go see Ms. Monroe.
Yes.
I get that. Yes.
So. Oh, we spices. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So.
But, go ahead.
Mm-mm, you're fine.
With autism, it's a lot of social communication. If your child is not considered, if someone considers a child a loner, that's not typical behavior of a developing child.
Talk
they
about
do,
that, because that is Asperger's.
It's on the spectrum. Autism is a full spectrum, so it could be anywhere.
Okay.
Not necessarily Asperger's,
okay.
But once the child has had testing, mm-hmm. and if the diagnosis is determined to be autism, then that it's classification within that spectrum that they fall in, depending on the data from the evaluation. But a loner, if they're not initiating communication with you, if there's lack of poor eye contact with the speaker,
mm-hmm.
and they're just not speaking. So we definitely want to look for those signs and character. Those are some of the things that we see.
Right.
And so, again, consult your pediatrician if you have any concerns.
Okay. What advice, Mrs. Monroe, can you share to help parents remain positive by removing any negative stereotypes or feeling embarrassed surrounding any speech and communication disorders that their children may have or have?
I guess almost as if Boss Lady said at the beginning, and I think you as well, Dr. Fab, it's for the children.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is it's for your child, and our goal is to make them functional, communicating individuals.
Right.
And so, you know, everyone is not the same. We're all different. We all shape differently, talk differently, walk differently. You know, we all have differences.
Right.
And
with
so
spices.
Everyone
different
needs to definitely, and a person, child or adult, needs to just learn to appreciate that difference. But we also have to show them that you can always get help. There's nothing negative about getting help.
Well, Big Daddy,
right.
Are there any closing remarks that you would like to say to Mrs. Monroe before we wrap up?
Yes, I would like to tell you we really appreciate having you on the Spices of Life with all the enlightenment and education that you shared with us, and ask that you continue to help our youth and our adults.
Absolutely.
Right. Ms. Monroe, I have one last question before we wrap up. I just want to ask, you know, you spoke about the screening,
mm-hmm.
and that in order for you to provide services, I understand that they have to go to their pediatrician. But if you were to collaborate with an organization such as SWAGA to promote, which is my organization, to promote better hearing and speech, can we do something like that where we can work together and provide screenings and things like that as opposed to having to go through the pediatrician and for you to do something like that?
Definitely. Screenings do not require a prescription.
Okay.
The evaluation and treatment require prescriptions.
Okay.
So that's definitely something we could definitely discuss.
Okay.
Yes.
That was a great
wonderful
question.
Yes, I'm looking forward to working with you in the future. I appreciate you coming on. SWAGA is my mentor group that I'm starting, and it stands for Students Who Accomplish Goals Get Ahead. And nobody on the corner got swagger like us because it is cool to be smart and to still be hip.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can be swaggerlicious and smart at the same time. So that's what I'm promoting. In addition to the people, the bosses that I'm meeting along the way, I'm looking to collaborate and work with people
absolutely
in the future who can better educate our people.
Absolutely.
So I look forward to working with you. Thank you for coming on tonight. I already know you a boss. So
absolutely.
I think that's wonderful, Boss Lady, because there's truly a need. Even the athletes that are those athletes that are performing well in the athletic arena, we also need to make sure that they speak well.
Right.
And that's one of the things
right.
that I would love to encompass more
okay.
in my business is the public speaking arena
okay.
for children, because you have to be able to present yourself.
Definitely.
You must be able to code switch, which is what we discussed. It's one way within your environment, but you also need to know how to speak and present yourself outside of your environment.
Right. Demand.
Which is how we communicate with everyone.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, again,
definitely.
We really appreciate you for being a special guest on Spices of Life tonight. We really do. You have an open invitation anytime to come on the show. Just let us know, and we will definitely make room for you. And, Michelle, thank you again for calling in. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you. And I just want to say happy Better Speech and Hearing Month to all the speech-language pathologists and audiologists. Take care.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Big Daddy, you up, baby.
Oh, we'd like to show some love to our business of the week. Girl in the Glass. Girl in the Glass is an empowerment group. So go to www.girlintheglass.net and learn to trust, receive, and believe in your ability. And be sure to let them know SRN sent you.
Yes, let them know that SRN and the Spices of Life sent you. This is the Boss Lady, and I would like to announce the Boss Squad Book Club will be featuring Trent Williams' books, all of them. He is, what is it now, 6 times published? I'm right, not Trent. The books we are featuring are The Four Horsemen, Chapter of the Delta, Life, Little Addictions, and Conversations with Trent, which is a limited edition. To purchase, please go to www.squareup.com, Taylor Kennedy Media Store. And for more information and to become a member of the Boss Squad Book Club, you can email me at talktospicesoflife@gmail.com. Absolutely. And tune in at 11 o'clock on every Monday to listen to WEME Radio hosted by Carvin Hagen. This show is a tribute, Hagens. Thank you, Big Daddy. This show is a tribute to music that inspires, motivates, and creates a positive vibration.
Okay.
Well, coming up this weekend is going to be a big, fabulous, bossy,
yes.
innovative, and outstanding weekend for Conversation Book Tour. It's coming to Atlanta.
Yay.
Anthony D. Collins and Trent Williams.
And Shine Up Shop.
Oh, right now. They're coming in town. So they're coming in town on the 10th, but the event is May 10th at Cat Cafe 970 Piedmont Avenue Northeast in Atlanta, Georgia, 30309. The event starts at 6 p.m. promptly to 8 o'clock. So please meet us there for conversations and cocktails.
Definitely.
And we're going to let Mrs. Monroe want to come in and give a shout-out to someone.
I'm sorry. I just want to encourage
you. Good.
I want to give a shout to my niece Jillian and my niece Edwina. They are both studying speech language pathology.
Oh, wow.
One is in graduate school and one is in undergraduate. So it's great to be an inspiration to both of them.
Oh, absolutely. Wow. You've inspired us.
Yes.
And we're going to go out on always, as always, on a positive note. And I'm going to give food for thought, which something to marinate on, okay? It is so important not to ignore any signs that a child's communication development may be delayed. Some parents are advised that their child will likely grow out of it, and they simply wait for the child to catch up. But a wait-and-see approach can be very, very detrimental during this critical learning phase. So since the children with delayed speech and language delays can participate fully during activities and conversations, they may fall even further behind if they are not provided the help that they need. So, on the other hand, when a child with a speech delay or language delay receives extra support from the important adults in their lives, he or she can make significant gains. So early speech therapy intervention is critical important for these children to develop the communication skills necessary for future success in their academic lives
and their personal lives.
Definitely.
So we thank you for tuning in tonight to Spices of Life on Survival Radio Network as we salute the month of May. As I said, is the Better Hearing and Speech Month. Shout out again to all of the speech pathologists global. Salute. Always remember that the right seasoning makes a world of difference. I am Dr. Fab.
And I am Big Dad Ass.
And I am the Boss Lady.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.